500,000 deaths from COVID-19. That figure is more than 502,000. Over 10 million people are infected with the virus. Despite the rising numbers, AP's Charles de Ledesma reports some governments are pushing ahead with reopening travel, but the process will be complicated and subject to change.
The European Union is preparing a list of 15 countries whose nationals will be allowed to visit the bloc, but resurgence of cases in the US means Americans may not be on that list. Officials say countries will be chosen according to their coronavirus status and the reliability of their data. Spain's Foreign Minister, Arantxa Gonzalez Laya, says this is not an exercise to be nice or unfriendly to other countries, but an exercise of self-responsibility.
That was AP's Charles de Ledesma reporting. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says the coronavirus crisis has been a disaster for Britain. And while the government will look at what went wrong, it is not the right time to have an inquiry into missteps. In the United States, several states at the center of a new surge of infections have taken steps back from the effort to ease restrictions on businesses. The U.S. leads the world in cases with more than 2.5 million. Monday, leading aid groups called for increased access and funding for millions of Syrians at risk of starvation on the eve of a key conference in Brussels. More than 9 years into the conflict, the fighting has receded, but the humanitarian emergency remains acute, the international NGO said in a joint statement, adding, quote, a staggering 9.3 million Syrians are now going to sleep hungry, and more than another 2 million are at risk of a similar fate, end quote. The statement said the number of Syrians facing food security has risen by 42% since last year. This is VOA News. Pakistani security officials say gunmen armed with grenades attacked the Pakistan Stock Exchange in Karachi Monday, killing two guards.